You're listening to The Feed on 105.9 The Region. We move to the world of literature and art now in our exclusive interview with Robert Bateman. Here's Mike Adam.
It says on the press release, iconic Canadian painter Robert Bateman. To me, he has been artwork that I have had in my surroundings my whole life. Nature scenes, wonderful animals. I can recall exact birds sitting on exact branches from pictures that were on the walls of my parents' home. And now a big deal for me. During 150 years of being Canadian, Robert Bateman has a brand new book, and he's here to talk about it with us today. Thanks for joining us, Robert Bateman.
It's my pleasure, but I'm not quite 150 years old yet.
Well, you know what?
Canada is, I'm told.
It is. I don't want to declare you as one of the founders, but certainly an icon, I think, does cover it nicely. Are you on tour right now, Robert?
No, I'm not on tour yet. In a couple of days, my wife Birgit and I will head to Victoria Airport and fly to Toronto and be doing some of the tour in Ontario, mostly Toronto and Ottawa.
One of the locations that you're going to be stopping at is select art galleries in Newmarket, and in fact, people will have an opportunity to meet you as you publicize a new book, and it is beautifully Canadian. Tell us about your new book.
Yes. Well, virtually none of my books are my idea. I'm blessed with having wonderful publishers, Simon & Schuster, and they thought, well, Canada being 150 years old, and you use the word icon, maybe they'll perpetuate this iconic thing. And of course, I'm a patriotic Canadian, and I've been all over Canada, and I love nature in Canada. There's two aspects. I love heritage, so natural heritage, but also human heritage. And so that's what the book is dealt in regions, and so we go across Canada in the book, and I'm not going to go to the Maritimes, I guess, with this book tour, but...
Well, you know what I noticed about this book that I found fascinating, where many of your previous publications have come out focused on animals, on wildlife. This one, a little bit of a stark difference in the sense that they're very different landscapes. Some of them you can almost smell the forest as you watch them.
Well, thank you. I started out as a wildlife artist, I guess, around the age of 12. I got serious. Most little kids love to do art and they love nature, but they grow up around the age of 12 and go on to more mature things, and I just have not yet grown up. I still am doing this kid stuff, art and nature, and I got serious at 12, but then I evolved out of nature around the age of 18. A friend of mine who was much more mature, he was 20. He was at the Ontario College of Art, and he said, nature art and art with a small brush is not really art. You've got to get a big brush like the Group of Seven and slap the paint on. And so for a whole period there, roughly during my 20s and into my first couple of years of my 30s, I was, kind of Group of Seven-y and much more bold in my art. But then you can't really be a big brush artist and a naturalist, because being a naturalist is all about particularity.
Right.
You know, how do you tell a sugar maple from a red maple, for example? Well, you can't do that with a big brush. And so I became much more detailed and quite influenced by Andrew Wyeth, who about that same time started to get famous down the States as a realist artist. And he was a big breakthrough in the history of art.
It has always amazed me the detail with which you capture wildlife, even leaves on a tree. How does that begin? I mean, is it from a photograph, from an image in your mind? And the detail, does it begin with sketches, or do you go paint to canvas immediately?
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm going to confront you. I don't consider myself a detail artist.
Okay.
I'm a realist, but a lot of photography isn't even detailed. I'm after the air in the hair, not every hair on a polar bear. I'm after the sense of muscles and form and the big shapes and the concepts. And I do, yes, I do some detail. And yes, I do use photography. I use 5 to 50 photographs for reference in all of my paintings, because you can't really get a polar bear, a red-tailed hawk to sit still while you sketch it. So I've got, as I say, I got thousands of photographs, and I would use 5 to 50 in the average painting. And I do have a small brush, and I do have a big brush, but if you look at my work up close, it's less detailed than you think.
It's funny that you say that, because I'm bringing images up in front of me right now. One of them is a beautiful bald eagle, and at a distance seems more detailed than when you get up to it, but what you do get is a sense of three dimension from this image.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm
also after the atmosphere. I've painted a lot of bald eagles. I'm not sure which one, but you know, a lot of my paintings have quite misty backgrounds to get this sense of atmosphere.
Yes, and in fact, the one I'm looking at has that very thing. You get a little bit of the feel of the what looks like coastal water, and the action in it is almost jumps off the canvas, while the background, soft and misty, kind of lays a little bit in the background. It's a wonderful style.
Well, to me, it is a wonderful style for being excited by this fabulous planet that we are lucky enough to inhabit at this time. So I just, you know, in a sense, I almost worship the planet, as I say, our natural heritage and our human heritage, and I want to get it down. And just going click with a camera, you're just there for a few seconds engaged with it. But if you have to paint it, if you have to paint the wing of a bald eagle and the primaries and secondaries and wing coverts and all those things, or you're after a field of grass in June, it's totally different. You're after a field of grass in October.
Right.
And so you have to really become engaged rather than just superficially, which I was when I was a much more loose painterly painter. Quite often artists are really not very engaged with their subject. But if you're going to be a realist, you have to be engaged.
Sometimes in being an interviewer, you have to ask the basic question you think the artist might laugh at. Here it comes. Do you have any idea how many pieces of artwork you've completed over the years?
No. Somebody said it's several thousand. But I do know one thing. I do. There's one way of tabulating such a thing, because many of my paintings have been made into reproductions, mm-hmm. By my publisher, Melpon Press, and now Nature Scene in Georgetown, Ontario. And so there's over 600, between 600 and 700 subjects that have been considered, marketable or appealing enough to be made into prints. But I've done way more than those, because I never paint for prints. I paint for my own inspiration and other reasons. But so it's over the short answer to your question. I know it's over 600, and it might be double that.
Wow. Well, that is quite a breadth of work. I will tell you this. You can have the opportunity to meet with Robert Bateman yourself. A lovely event planned at Select Art Galleries on Sunday, October 29th, between 12 and 3 p.m. Robert Bateman, it has been my pleasure and a true honor to speak with you. I have always loved your artwork, and I will continue to love everything that you produce, I'm certain. And by the way, you're going to be signing books, I would assume, and artwork at the show.
Yeah, I'll be signing prints, not original paintings. And I've got this new book out, which we haven't talked about quite enough. Well, I have a couple of books that will probably be for sale. One is my autobiography, called Life Sketches, and then the new one, hot off the press, which I haven't gone on tour yet, and that's what I will be doing, is the one about Canada, and so it's Robert Bateman's Canada, and it's a larger format book of my paintings of this great country we live in.
It has been such an honor to speak with you. Robert Bateman will be at Select Art Galleries in Newmarket on Sunday from 12 to 3, or check out his book, Robert Bateman's Canada, in stores now.